conflict forces thousands to flee in Ethiopia. And social media becomes a new frontier for missions. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, inviting you to listen closely because there's an action point for you in each of today's headlines. First, on Tuesday, an explosion rocked the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray province, killing two civilians and injuring many more. It's a symptom of the civil war between forces loyal to the central government of Ethiopia and those loyal to the local leaders of the Tigray region. Hundreds have reportedly died in the conflict, and over 27,000 have fled across the border to Sudan. Peter, a Christian worker with World Concern in Somalia, says,
as we speak now, as the Tigray conflict continues, it has not yet affected much on Somalia, but we are looking at maybe the ripple effects. Some imports, like most of the vegetables that are relied on in Somalia, they come from Ethiopia.
World Concern gives humanitarian aid to people in extreme poverty. But in many places like Somalia, Peter says, they can't evangelize openly.
Even without talking about our faith, talking about even Christ, but the work that we do has been able to speak volume about the God that we serve. And to me, that has been the turning point. Serving in this land, being restricted, not to be able to talk about the faith, but the deeds that we are engaged in has been able to speak fully about the faith that we espouse.
Turning now to Central America, initial damage reports from Hurricane Iota aren't looking good. Dozens were killed in Nicaragua, and 98% of the infrastructure on a small Colombian island was severely damaged or destroyed. Iota officially dissipated earlier this week, but its wrath remains. Forecasters predict extensive rainfall over parts of Central America already deluged by back-to-back storms. Helen Williams says World Missionary Press has some good news for partners on the ground.
This container that you and I have talked about before is leaving our docks next week to head to Honduras. It has literature on it that they've been waiting for months. We think this is propitious, that the Lord is going to allow the word to get there into the hands of people as they're in the greatest need for encouragement and hope.
Printed in Spanish at the WMP headquarters, these scripture booklets point readers to Jesus.
When you're sitting in a pile, so to speak, you need to get your eyes lifted up to eternal values, and that's what this will do. They help people focus on something besides the thing that's right in front of them, and the scripture gives hope.
If you want to help underwrite the shipping and printing costs, we'll connect you at missionnews.org.
World Missionary Press, all we provide is literature, but in these times we often hear, send us more, now is the time.
And is your social media newsfeed full of division and anger? Doug Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says social media could be a valuable mission field if Christians were wise and prayerful.
How many of us actually pray right before we go on Facebook? How many of us actually pray right before we post something on Instagram? People need every day for someone to be the salt and the light, and to know what a merciful God looks like.
Ron Hutchcraft Ministries recently hosted a conversation on Facebook Live with Native American young people. They talked about loneliness, suicide, the pandemic, and hope in Jesus. When we set aside our personal agendas on social media, it opens the door for gospel-focused interactions. Take 1 Corinthians 9:12.
The Apostle Paul, he says, I will put up with anything rather than get in the way of what the gospel is trying to communicate, what Jesus is trying to communicate. And so my rule as a communicator has to be, could this encumber the gospel? Could this give people a reason to continue to reject Jesus?
Ask God to give his church wisdom and grace on the social media mission field and find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, wants to help you and your kids learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast in a fun way. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.